Save your hair, you stink.
Girls, you know about the new look in fashion. Well, there's a new look in hair beauty, too. Women everywhere are achieving that look of softer, shinier hair with a marvelous new product, Fitch Cream Shampoo. It's made with two beneficial beauty aids, lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften the hair, to leave it smooth and caressable. Olive oil is used to bring out sparkling highlights, to accent the glowing radiance of your hair. Fitch Cream Shampoo is so easy to use. A small dab quickly whips into a fragrant, creamy lather that thoroughly cleanses hair and scalp. Then just rinse with plain water and every bubble of suds is gone. After shampooing, your hair stays in place. It stays soft and it stays shining, as though it had been brushed and brushed and brushed. Buy the large, economical 4-ounce jar of Fitch Cream Shampoo, featured now at drug and toilet goods counters. That's Fitch Cream Shampoo for that flattering new look of softer, shinier hair.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Robert North, Walter Scharf in his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris, and today's special guest, Robert Taylor. This week, Phil is in Denver with Jack Benny, where they're doing a show for the March of Dimes. Alice had to find somebody to replace Phil in the Fitch program. And as we look in on the Harris home, we find Alice and Frankie awaiting the arrival of her special guest, the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, Robert Taylor.
Gee, Frankie, aren't you excited?
Not particularly.
But, Frankie, just think who we're having on our program today. Robert Taylor.
The name leaves me utterly devoid of any emotion whatsoever. You know, Alice, you didn't have to get anyone to take Curly's place. I could have taken over the show.
Oh, don't be silly, Frankie. We needed somebody to replace Phil, and Phil insisted we get someone just as masculine and virile and broad-shouldered as he is.
Yeah. For that, you had to get a movie star? I'm just as good as any of them. I defy you to name three movie stars who are more masculine, more virile, more broad-shouldered than I am. Go on, name three.
Charlie Ruggles, Barry Fitzgerald, and Victor Moore.
That ain't fair. You're only naming men. Besides, Curly didn't want you to have a good-looking guy like Taylor on the show.
Oh, Phil doesn't mind. He didn't say a word when I told him whom I was getting.
Well, no wonder you didn't tell him you were getting Robert Taylor. You used the guy's real name. What's his real name again?
Spangler Arlington Brew. Oh, isn't that a pretty name, Frankie?
Fine name. Sounds like a homemade cure for Virus X. Now, look, Alice, why don't you let me take over the show?
Frankie, for the last time, no.
Just for that, I got a good mind not to read that story about you and Curly in this month's Radio Mirror.
Oh, that must be Bob now. I'll let him
know. No, sit still, Alice. I'll get it. I get a chance to take over the Fitch show, and this guy Taylor has to show up. Gotta get rid of him. Maybe if I insult him, he'll take the hint and leave. It's not in my makeup to be nasty, but I'll just force myself. Look, Bob, get lost. We can't use you on the show, and I don't care how good-looking you are.
Do you really think I'm good-looking, Franklin?
Oh, it's you, Willie. What do you want?
I'm here to see Alice. Where is she?
Frankie, is that... Oh, hello, William.
Good morning, Alice, dear. I came over to go to the rehearsal with you.
Why do you want to go to rehearsal, William?
Well, I feel that with Philip gone, this is my opportunity to offer a few suggestions that would improve the program.
Like what?
Well, for one thing, I feel that we should raise the level of the orchestral selections. Instead of the usual loud, brassy numbers, I'd like to hear something more in the nature of the classical chamber music. such as a sonata, a concerto, or perhaps a fugue.
Well, la di da.
Look, Willie, stop trying to muscle in. Don't forget this is still Curly's show, and we're going to do what he wants. And Taylor, Alice, and I can do a good job.
Do you think so?
Of course. With Taylor and Alice as stooges, how can I miss on my program?
Oh, now it's your program, and I'm just a stooge. Huh, perhaps you don't need me at all, Mr. Remley.
Now that you mention it...
Never mind. You wouldn't be trying to steal Phil's show, would you, Frankie?
Perish the thought, Alice.
I can't understand what happened to Bob. He promised to be here early so we could go down to rehearsal together. Well, that must be Bob now.
Don't disturb yourself, Alice. I'll let him in. I gotta discourage this character somehow. Yeah?
How do you do? My name is Robert Taylor.
What was that name again, Bob?
I said I'm Robert Taylor.
So?
So nothing.
That's the way I feel about it.
Look, mister, I have an appointment. Is this Alice Faye's house?
Alice Faye?
Yeah.
Oh, you must have the wrong address. This is the La Brea Tar Pit.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'll leave, and you can crawl back into your pit, old man.
Frankie, who is it? Oh, hello, Bob.
Oh, Alice, I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's all right, Bob. Come on in.
I had a little trouble with this gentleman here.
Oh, gee, I hope Frankie wasn't rude.
Oh, forget it, Alice. Everyone has trouble with help nowadays.
Help? Help!
What's the matter? You drowning or something?
You got a lot of nerve mistaking me for a servant. Apparently, you don't know who I am.
Well, who are you?
My name happens to be Frank Remley.
So?
Oh, it's awfully nice of you to come over and help us out, Bob.
It's a pleasure, Alice.
So this is Robert Taylor, huh?
That's right, Frankie. Isn't he handsome?
I've seen better.
Frankie, what's wrong with you? Are you jealous of Bob?
Me jealous of him? Why should I be?
I don't know. I thought perhaps you were jealous of his looks. After all, you must admit he's very good looking.
Oh, I don't know. I think Curly's much prettier. Don't you?
Well, sure. Certainly. Well, certainly, Frankie. I think Phil is better looking than Bob.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll go further than that. I'm better looking than Taylor.
Oh, Frankie, don't be ridiculous. Bob has a terrific profile.
So what? I got a whole face.
We'd better get down to rehearsal. The band will be waiting for us.
Well, before we leave, Alice, I'd like to see the script. You see, I haven't done much radio lately, and I'm kind of nervous about doing the show.
Oh, well, we can't use a nervous performer. You ought to rest. Why don't you go home and lie down for a couple of weeks?
Bob, an actor like yourself has nothing to worry about. I saw your latest MGM picture, The High Wall. You did a wonderful job. If you could do it in pictures, you can do it in radio. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll get the scripts, and I also want to tell the children we're leaving.
Oh, by the way, Alice, I've never met your children. Like to. Where are they?
Oh, Phyllis and Alice are in the playroom with William. I'll call them. Children! Children, come in here a minute.
Radio's an awful strain, Mr. Taylor. Look what it did to Benny and Bergen. They lost all their hair.
Frankie, will you please be quiet?
Did you call us, Mommy?
Yes, children. I want you to meet Mr. Taylor.
Hello.
Say, they're cute kids, Alice. What's your name, honey, and how old are you?
I'm Phyllis, and I'm 4. Huh? I'm Alice, and I'm 6.
And you, Sonny, what's your name, and how old are you?
I'm William, and I'm 25.
Five, Alice, I didn't realize you were old enough.
That's my brother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, is this man, Mommy?
Oh, he's Robert Taylor, dear. He's going to take your daddy's place.
Oh, Phyllis, we got a new daddy. What do you think of him? He's nice, but I think Mommy should have kept the one we had. Come on, Alice. See you later, Daddy.
Well, wonder how Curly's going to like it when he finds out that the kids call Spangler Arlington Brew Daddy. By the way, Taylor, where'd you get that name?
Spangler Arlington Brew.
That's not really my name. You see, it's just a nickname the kids in school gave me. You know how kids are.
Yeah.
Bob is such a hard name to say.
Yeah. You know, Taylor, Curly was kind of jealous about you being on the show.
Is that true, Alice?
Oh, of course not. Phil hasn't got a jealous bone in his body. He's very happy to have you here. Oh, excuse me while I answer the phone. Hello? Yes. Well, put him on. It's Phil calling from Denver.
Oh.
Hello, hello, Phil. How are you, darling? What do you mean, don't darling you? Yes, Robert Taylor is here. Well, he's only here because of the show. You like him, don't you? Phil Harris, what's your language?
Curly's tickled that you're here, Taylor.
Yeah. Obviously.
Oh, don't be silly, Phil. Bob will be wonderful for the show. Bob is such a good... Of course I call him Bob. What do you want me to call him, Sam?
You could call him Spangler.
Oh, Phil, you're acting like a child. Bob is just here to help you out, and you're being ridiculous. All right, goodbye. Oh, why does Phil have to be like that?
He seemed kind of mad at my being here, didn't he, Alice?
Yeah, but don't let that bother you, Sam. I mean, Bob. I'll go get the script for you, and you can look it over, hmm?
Yeah.
Oh, Phil. Why did you have to hang up mad? It's so silly of you to think that I'd even look at another man. You know how I feel about you, as far as I'm concerned. You're the top. You're the Coliseum. You're the top. You're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're a Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck of flop, but if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top, you're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Jack Benny's salary. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's fated soon to pop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
I take my word for it, Taylor. Radio is a very tough racket. If I were you, I'd back out while I still had my health.
Frankie, don't you ever give up. Here's the script, Bob. We'd better get down to rehearsal now.
Well, Alice, I'd like to look it over before we get down there.
All right, you look it over and come down later with Frankie. And, oh, by the way, Bob, the script was written for Phil, so you'll have to do it the way he does. You think you can?
Well, I think so. I hear Phil on the show every week, and I know how he sounds.
Then you're sure you won't have any trouble reading Phil's lines?
Nah.
NBC with William. See you later, boys.
Yeah, I'll be there, Alice. Now, look, Taylor, about radio, it's one of the toughest things to do, and if you really...
Please be quiet, will you, so that I can study this script before we go to NBC?
Well, here we are at NBC, Taylor. Before we go in,
you sure you want to go through with us?
Sure, I'm sure.
Well, all right, if you don't care what happens to you.
What do you mean, what happens to me?
I don't want to worry you, but we had a movie star on a show last year who was just about as nervous as you are. Poor guy fainted, hit his head on the microphone, suffered a concussion from which he never got over it. To this day, he's still groggy. Hate to see that happen to you.
Now, don't worry about me. I'm going to do the show.
All right, have it your way. Let him call you Punch Drunk Taylor.
Cut it out, will you? Where do we go to get into the rehearsal?
Now, right through this door where the cop is. Hi, Jim.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Emery. Yeah, go right in. Hey, you!
Who, me?
Yeah. You can't go in unless you belong on one of the shows.
I am on one of the shows. I'm with Mr. Remley here.
Oh, Mr. Remley. You know this man?
Yeah, he's... Don't you recognize him?
No.
In that case, I never saw him before.
Remley. Remley, tell him who I am.
Yeah, who is he?
He's some guy named Spangler Arlington Brew. He's been following me all morning for my autograph. Maybe you ought to run him in, Jim. Keep him out of trouble.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm Robert Taylor.
Oh, Robert Taylor, huh?
Can you prove it?
Well, of course I can. Here's my driver's license. My name's right on it. It says...
Well, what does it say?
Spangler Arlington Brew. But I tell you, officer, my name is Robert Taylor.
Don't believe him, Jim. Look at that picture on his license. Don't look a bit like him. The face on the picture is full of lines.
That's my thumbprint.
Doesn't look like his thumb, either. Jim, if I were you, I'd run him in.
Oh, there you are. I came out to look for you. What took you so long, Bob?
Oh, do you know this man, Miss Fay?
Why, of course I do. He's Robert Taylor.
You mean he's Robert Taylor? The guy who's married to Barbara Stanwyck?
That's right.
Gee. Miss Stanwyck is one of my favorite movie stars. Oh, I think she's a wonderful actress. Mm-hmm.
So do I.
Yeah, I think she's pretty.
So do I.
I think she's the prettiest girl that's ever been in pictures.
Oh, I don't know. Come on, Bob. The band's waiting to rehearse with you. Come on, Frankie.
I'm not going in.
Oh, now what's the matter now, Frank?
I made up my mind. There ain't no room on this show for both Taylor and me, so you'll have to choose between us. Who do you want, Robert Taylor or Frankie Remley?
Robert Taylor.
Let me put it this way. Would you rather have a radio performer or a picture star?
A picture star?
Hey, wait a minute, I got one way left. Do you want a guy with good looks or a guy with talent? Hey, wait a minute, I ain't in that one at all.
All this fuss about my being on the show, I didn't want to cause any trouble.
Well, what did you expect? You might have known Curly'd be jealous of Alice being here with you. And your wife is probably jealous of your being here with Alice.
My wife is not jealous. She doesn't mind my being here with Alice at all. Barbara and I are very happily married.
You are, huh?
Yeah. Must be something we can do about that.
Excuse me, I got to make a very important phone call.
It's my duty to call the wife and tell her what her husband's up to. Even if he ain't up to what I'm going to tell her he's up to. What did he say, Alice?
Oh, ignore Frankie. He's always mumbling to himself. Here's our studio. Let's go in. Well, there's Ben. Now, Bob, you're taking Phil's place, so you'd better quiet the band down so we can get started.
Yeah, okay. Gentlemen. Please, gentlemen.
You'll never do it that way, Bob. Let me show you how. All right, fellas, hold it. Hold it. Hold it when I hear it. Hold it. Now hold it and keep holding it.
That's kind of a wild-looking group Phil has here.
Now, I'm sure you can handle them, Bob. Just take this baton.
I'd feel safer with a chair and a whip.
I'd better introduce you first. Fellas, I want you to meet somebody. This is... Artie, put down that racing form and pay attention.
All right. Hey, Phil, you look much better with your hair bleached.
I'm not Phil and my hair ain't bleached. That's the trouble with you. You're so interested in that racing form, you never look up long enough to see who's leading the band.
Hey, so I've been with this band for 20 years, and I always pay attention.
All right. I want you to meet your new leader, Robert Taylor.
Robert Taylor? What happened to Paul Whiteman?
Nice, wide-awake bunch of schnooks. Look, gentlemen, I'm taking Mr. Harris's place as your conductor this week.
Where's Phil? What happened to him?
He went to Denver.
Don't give a shit what happened to him.
Well, if you must know, he had an accident. He was setting his hair last night, and he swallowed a mouthful of bobby pins. Now, let's get on with this rehearsal. For the first number, I suggest we play the Dance of the Woodland Nymphs.
Yeah, all we know is that's what I like about the shot.
Gentlemen, I prefer the Dance of the Woodland Nymphs. I honestly feel that this selection would be...
Oh, Bob, you won't get any place handling them that way. You'll have to talk to them like Phil does. Let me show you. All right, fellas, you'll play the number Mr. Taylor suggested.
We don't want to. We want to play that fella like a Buster Shot.
Now, look, Buster, you all say to play nothing we don't tell you to.
Yeah, you play what we tell you to, disregardless of what you think. and that's our ultimatum.
How am I doing, Alice?
Oh, you're doing swell. Keep it up, Bob.
All right, you guys, now I don't want no more trouble. We're doing Dance of the Woodland Nymphs. You got the music?
Oh, my brother has all the music. William, do you have that number?
Yes, I have it right here.
Okay, let's have it.
But, Mr. Taylor, I don't think you should play that either. No, may I suggest something more classical? Something like Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C sharp minor. Or perhaps...
Get lost, Ledgerhead.
Something
beat
like...
it! I'll make a double entry someplace. All right, fellas, it's going to be Dance of the Woodland Nymphs, and I'll sing it. Ready? One, two. Won't you come with me to Alabama? Come and see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and boiling hammy, and that's what I like about you. Wait a minute. Hold it!
Hold it when I holler, hold it! Now hold it and keep holding it.
Dance of the Woodland Nymphs?
Oh, Bob, it's no use. That's all they'll play, so you'll have to sing it.
But Alice, I can't do that.
Oh, it's not hard, Bob. Just do it the way Phil does it. Look, I'll show you. All right, fellas, take it from me. A one, two! Come with me to Alabama. Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. There you can make no mistakey. Where the snooze are never shaky. All the taste that layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. Hello, Bob, with all the news. With the box back coat and the button shoes. All paid up with the union dues. And that's what I like about the South. Tell you about place called Do Our Diddy. Ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's all for small bit of a pretty one. Two, one, two, one. Ha! Who needs Curly? How is that, Bob?
Thank you, Madam Schumann. Hi.
Pardon me, Taylor, your wife's on the phone. She sounds awful mad about something.
Mad?
Mm-hmm.
Nonsense. Barbara never gets mad, Frankie. She's the sweetest girl in the world. Here, let me have that phone.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Barbara. Anything wrong, honey? Yes, I'm rehearsing with Alice Faye. No, there aren't any torrid love scenes in the script.
Now, who could have told her a malicious thing like that?
What's that, Barbara? Yes, I do. You know I do. All right, I'll say it. I think you're prettier than Alice Faye. Now, are you happy? Don't be silly, honey. Alice and I are just doing a show, and Alice is... Well, of course I call her Alice. What do you want me to call her, Sam? Now, you listen to me, Barbara. I'm going to do this show, and I don't care if... But... Well, I... You... Yes, dear, I'll be right home. Oh, nuts. Something wrong, Bobby boy?
What's up, Bob?
No, I'm sorry, but Barbara doesn't want me to do the show, Sam. I mean, Alice.
But, Bob, why not?
Well, some contemptible cur called her and told her that the script was full of love scenes between you and me.
Oh, but that's not true. Who would have been low enough to call her and... Frankie Remley.
I know you'll pardon me, folks. I'm having company for dinner. I got to go home and deburp the radishes.
Hey, come back here, you. So you did this just to keep me off the show. Well, just for that, I'm going to stay on.
Good for you, Bob. I'll call Barbara later and straighten the whole thing out. Right now, we'd better finish the rehearsal because we'll be going on the air in an hour. Frankie, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I am. Shame on you. I'm sorry I did this. I'm going to do something big to make up for it. I'll let Taylor do the whole show. I won't even be on it.
Oh, no. Frankie, don't be hasty. I want you on the show.
No, Alice, I made up my mind. I'm leaving. And I hope Taylor is terrific.
Oh, but...
I hope it's the best show you ever had. Goodbye. Now, let's see. Where's that master switch that cuts this program off the air?
In just a moment. Is your shampoo doing right by you? Yes, is your shampoo doing right by you?
Well, my shampoo lathers all right, but it just doesn't remove my dandruff.
I've tried one shampoo after another. They all suds up and rinse out, but I still have dandruff.
If your shampoo is letting you down when it comes to removing dandruff, switch to Fitch. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. It's guaranteed to remove all dandruff. Medical authorities say there are two kinds of dandruff. One is loose and flaky. It's the unsightly kind. The other clings to the scalp. It's the invisible, irritating kind. If your present shampoo is doing only half the job, removing only part of your dandruff, remember, Fitch removes both kinds completely. So be free of unsightly dandruff. Be free of invisible, irritating dandruff. Yes, be free of all embarrassing dandruff.
Fitch is the only shampoo whose guarantee to remove dandruff with first application is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms.
So switch to Fitch. At barber and beauty shops, ask for Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Or buy the large 16-ounce bottle featured now at drug counters. Fitch Shampoo does right by you.
Well, Alice, how'd the show go?
Oh, it was wonderful, Frankie. The sponsor called from Des Moines and said he loved it. He thought Bob Taylor was great.
The sponsor heard it on the air?
Uh-huh.
He couldn't have. I pulled the... Holy smoke, I must have pulled the wrong switch. So long, Alice.
Where are you going?
I've got to get back to the control room or Edgar Bergen won't be on the air today.
Oh, no.
I've got a song for you, sir. You sit on the bamboo. Don't despair. Use your head. Save your hair. You sit bamboo.
Girls, for softer, shinier hair, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. It's made with both lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin to soften, olive oil for sparkling highlights. Try Fitch cream shampoo. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.